Hello.
Hi, we're conducting a survey. Your participation is voluntary. 40% to the success of this research and the efforts of the local community-based organizations working on community issues. All your answers are confidential and will be combined with the answers from everyone who answers the survey. So to start, what is your zip code?
19120.
And what is the year of your birth?
7/12/42.
Thank you. And do you think of yourself as male, female, or something else?
Male.
And for whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
2020, who I vote for?
Yes. Biden, the
Biden,
Democrat,
Biden,
Donald
Biden.
Trump.
Okay. Biden, I voted for Biden.
And are you Hispanic, Chino, or Spanish origin?
No, none of those.
Okay. And what is your race?
Afro-American.
Yeah. And are you registered to vote, or like many people, are you not registered?
Oh, I'm registered to vote.
And as you may know, there will be elections for offices like the President and U.S. Congress this November. How likely are you to vote in the November 2024 elections? Would you definitely vote? Probably vote? Are the chances 50-50? Probably not? Or definitely not vote?
Definitely vote.
And how do you plan on voting in the upcoming 2024 general election? Voting in person early before election date? Voting in person on election date? Voting by mail?
Voted in person on election date.
And no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel the black community has to make changes on issues that are important to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel the black community has on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means the black community has a lot of power, 5 means neutral, and 0 means the black community has no power at all.
5.
And please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's election for president, Congress, state, and local offices on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you're extremely motivated to vote.
I'll give it a 7.
Okay, now we'd like you to rate how you feel about some people using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 5 means that you feel neither warm nor cold, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them. You may use any number from 0 to 10 depending on how you feel. If you don't know or you've never heard of the people or groups, please indicate so. So the first one is Joe Biden. From 0 to 10?
Do me.
Next, Donald Trump.
0.
Next, Josh Shapiro.
Give him a 10.
Next, Tim Walz.
About a 6.
Next, J.D. Vance.
0.
And next, Kamala Harris.
Give her a 8.
Next, Barack Obama.
He's not running for anything. But I like him, so I'll give him a 10.
Next, Mark Kelly.
Who?
Mark Kelly. If you don't know him, that's okay.
No, I don't know him. I might know him, but I'm not, familiar with him.
Okay, no problem. So what do you think are the most important issues facing the country today? Please select the top 3 issues that are the most important to you. I will read some options. Access to quality education, abortion, affordable quality healthcare, access to good jobs, affordable quality housing, rising cost of living, reducing racism and discrimination, climate change and the environment, public safety, including gun violence, immigration, criminal justice and police reform, better transportation systems, protecting and expanding voting rights. You can select the top 3 options here.
All right, I go housing. Adequate housing will be number 1.
Mm-hmm.
safety, you know, street safety, number two. That's very racism.
Just a moment. And I know it's still a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? The Democrat, Kamala Harris, Republican Donald Trump, third-party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr., or another one?
Kamala Harris.
And is that more of a vote for Kamala Harris or against Donald Trump?
Half and half. Can he go half and half?
Yeah, that's okay. And as of today, Vice President Harris is still not the official nominee for the Democratic Party, but it is assumed she will be during the Democratic National Convention. If Vice President Harris fully secures the nomination as the Democratic candidate for President of the United States, will that make you much more motivated to vote, somewhat more motivated to vote, make no difference, or somewhat less motivated to vote, or much less motivated to vote?
Makes no difference.
And compared to last month, are your feelings about the Democratic Party much more favorable, somewhat more favorable, make a difference, somewhat less favorable, or much less favorable?
Somewhat more favorable.
And do you trust Kamala Harris as president to act in the best interest of people like you by a lot, some, little, or not at all?
Some.
And when it comes to pushing for criminal justice reform as president, do you trust Kamala Harris to act in the best interest of people like you by a lot, some trust, little trust, or not trust at all?
Some trust.
And for each of the following traits, I'd like you to let me know if you think it really describes Vice President Harris, somewhat describes her, only describes a bit, or really does not describe her. The first one is governs with an iron fist.
Somewhat describes it.
Next is someone young girls can look up to.
Favorable.
So you would say really describes, somewhat describes, describes a bit, or not describes?
Somewhat describes.
Next is a strong black woman.
I don't know about that one. I'll be honest.
Next is prepared to be president.
Somewhat.
Next, represent the AAPI community.
The who?
The AAPI community.
What is that?
Don't worry, you don't know, that's okay.
I don't know what that is.
No problem. Next, restricts rights to the trans and LGBTQ community.
Well, give it a Lord number there, because I'm not a big on the LGBT, that gay stuff anyway, so.
Okay. So remember, the options are really describes, somewhat describes, describes a bit, or really does not describe. So would you say?
Somewhat describes.
Next, fight for all of us.
Who?
Kamala Harris.
Yeah, I say, what is the question again?
Fights for all of us.
I don't know about that either.
Next is a tough on crime.
So somewhat tough on crime.
Okay, now I'd like you to tell you more about Vice President Kamala Harris. For each of the following traits, I'd like you to let me know if you think it makes you much more favorable of Vice President Harris, somewhat more favorable, somewhat less favorable, much less favorable, or no difference. The first one is, Kamala Harris was the first attorney general in the country to require a statewide policing agency to wear body cameras and implicit bias training program for police officers?
Favorable.
Much more or somewhat?
Somewhat. Somewhat.
Next, Kamala Harris is doing the... I'm sorry. Is referred to Kamala by her niece and two stepchildren for the loving and supportive presence she has been in their lives.
What is that middle one?
It's favorable or unfavorable? Or no difference?
No difference.
Okay, next. In 2004, as district attorney, Kamala Harris was one of the first elected officials anywhere in the U.S. to marry same-sex couples.
Well, the least on that was the last one.
The much less favorable, or no difference.
Less favorable. I'm not even big on that gay stuff.
Next, Kamala Harris forced her career defending victims of exploitation, whether it is sex trafficking or revenge porn. She was one of the first to bring attention to and provide legal protection for these victims.
Favorable.
Much more or somewhat?
Much more.
Okay. Next, Kamala Harris started a program called Back on Track as district attorney that gave first-time drug offenders the chance to earn a high school diploma and find employment.
Somewhat favorable.
Yes. And last one, Kamala Harris is a proud alumnus of Howard University, the historically black university where she became a member Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority, Inc., and remains actively engaged in advancing their mission of uplifting black communities.
Much more favorable.
Okay, next. And again, please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's election for president, Congress, state, and local offices on a scale of 0 to 10. Where 0 means that you are not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means that you are extremely motivated to vote.
Give it 8. Probably in the middle. 8.
And once again, no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel the black community has to make changes on issues that are important to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel the black community has on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means the black community has a lot of power, 5 means neutral, and 0 means the black community has no power at all.
5.
And I know it's still a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, again, for whom would you vote?
Kamala Harris.
And is that, again, just to make sure, is that more of a vote for Kamala Harris or a vote against Donald Trump?
50-50.
Okay. And if you have to choose, would you say it's more a vote for Kamala Harris or against Donald Trump?
Okay.
Since no 50-50 option is here.
Against Donald Trump, basically.
Okay. And do you trust Kamala Harris as president to act in the best interest of people like you by a lot, some, little, or not at all?
Some.
And when it comes to pushing for criminal justice reform as president, do you trust Kamala Harris to act in the best interest of people like you by a lot, some, little, or not trust at all?
Some.
And which of the following would you say are your main sources for news? You can select up to 3. Local TV news, local newspaper, local radio, Fox News, national newspaper, Instagram, network news, MSNBC, CNN, Facebook, family and friends, TikTok, Twitter, Snapchat, or other.
Oh, I guess the network news.
Mm-hmm. And you can set up to 3.
Oh, well, basic network news and I guess speaking with friends, basically, and family members. Okay. So I don't know what that category would fall in others.
That's okay. Thank you. And are you in a group chat for text communication with others? And if so, how often has the presidential election came up recently in these group chats?
I'm not in a group chat.
Oh, okay. No problem. And in politics today, do you consider yourself a Democrat, Republican, or Independent?
Oh, I guess Democrat, you know.
And do you consider yourself as strong or not a strong Democrat?
Got to be either one of the two?
Yes.
Or can it be just medium?
just strong or not strong?
That's a hard one. I guess sort of strong, you know. I can't say 100% strong.
Okay. And what is the highest level of school that you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
I received an associate degree.
And are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Separated.
And are you the parent or guardian of any children under age of 18?
Do I have any what? Anybody under 18?
Under 18.
Do I have anyone here living with me under 18? I didn't get the question.
Yes. Are you the parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18?
No.
And this last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine. You did not read the full amount. I can give you some options between $25,000 and $34,000.
That's it.
Okay. This concludes our survey. I do appreciate it for your time, and thank you very much for your participation. Have a wonderful day.
Same to you.
Thank you very much. Goodbye.
Bye.